Welcome to the Explore Riverside Weekly Radio Show, the show that explores all the things that makes the City of Arts and Innovation a great place to live, work, and play. I'm Greg Lee.
And I'm Charvette Ingram. Joining us in the studio today is City of Riverside Assistant City Manager Deanna Lorson. Deanna, thank you for being here. You've served as the Assistant City Manager since April 2011, and you've built your career really as a civil servant to the community. So it looks like in using your strengths in economic development and redevelopment and neighborhoods and some other areas that are pertaining to that. So we want you to give us a little bit of insight
and
to who you are.
Just a little disclaimer. Deanna is our supervisor, our boss, so we'll do the best we can
trying
with
to
her.
Avoid that. Yes.
So welcome, Deanna.
Well, thank you, and hopefully you view me as the team and not the boss, because we are a great team in economic development. And a little bit about me is I actually majored in business in college and didn't think I would work in government until I got an internship with the city and ended up going into government. And I think working in economic development and working in government's been a great opportunity to use some of that business background and business mindset to really make a difference for businesses in our community. And that's why I'm here doing what I'm doing.
All right. Well, we like it and you do it well. So you've been Assistant City Manager since April 2011. When did you actually start with the city?
I've been with the city a little over about 3.5 years. I started in April of 2009 as our Development Director for City of Riverside, overseeing economic development, redevelopment, housing neighborhoods, and a number of other activities really aimed at building Riverside's economy and making a difference for the residents of Riverside.
All right.
Well, we personally know you have a very busy schedule. So I'm going to start off with a question that we get a lot of times, and it's almost like a quiz for you. Economic development. So what is it exactly, and why is it so critical to our city?
Economic development is about the city helping businesses create jobs for our community. It's everything that we do throughout the city to make sure that Riverside is a place that you want to work in, you want to live in, and you want to grow your business in. And it really is every city employee's job to be an economic developer by keeping that mindset and promoting Riverside as the place to be.
And our city manager would be very proud to hear that, because he was here earlier, Scott Barber. Was here earlier and talked about that exact statement that economic development is everybody's job, from the guy that's cutting the lawn to the engineers to obviously our Office of Economic Development.
And, you know, that's always been my philosophy. Since I started with that internship, every customer I dealt with, every phone call I got, it was about seeing what I can do to really assist them, not seeing what I could do to stop them from doing. And over the years, I've gotten many compliments about how I'm not a typical government employee, that I treat them differently. And that's the kind of mindset that I see in our entire economic development team and throughout many folks at City Hall. And we really want to make sure everybody at City Hall has that perspective.
It's a great philosophy. Now, economic development, helping businesses create jobs. Can you boil that down, kind of give a little more specifics? Like, what type of programs are involved with economic development to make that happen?
We have a number of very specific programs, like helping businesses with site selection, finding a site that meets the requirements, that's zoned properly. We have some partners that we work with that can help with financing, small business development, counseling, putting together a business plan. It's also about doing infrastructure, making sure the infrastructure is in place for businesses to succeed. We have a number of other ways, like fast track permits assistance, to make sure that businesses bringing jobs to the community can get their permits in a timely manner, because time is money for businesses, and we want to make sure that we're not an obstacle in their quest to get the doors open.
Yeah, because one of the things, when folks think of government, they think of DMV, they think of long lines, they think of a lot of paperwork, they think about difficult employees, government employees is sort of
you can sum
a
that
negative
up
thing.
In one word, bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy, exactly. So the City of Riverside is really trying to make sure that they're the exact opposite of that. Is that correct?
That's right. Business first,
business
which
first.
Means we should be like a customer service business environment, not a bureaucracy.
And business first leads to my question. Business first is not just a statement, but it's an actual program that was created. Can you talk to us about that program?
Sure. I'd like to mention we have a number of other programs that I didn't even mention, a number of resources available on our website, exploreriverside.com, including some incentives that we offer through our Riverside Public Utilities as well to help businesses grow and expand in the city. But the Business First program in particular, it's a philosophy, but it's also a program of putting businesses first, making sure that they're getting personal assistance and that they're getting consistent treatment from the beginning to the end, that it's the same people, that they don't have to re-explain what their business is and what they're trying to achieve, and that the staff that they're working with understand what their needs are and what their milestones from the very beginning when they walk in the door till they receive their final permit to open their doors, that it's a consistent business-friendly philosophy and team for them.
And since we're, you know, personally involved in it, folks really appreciate that. And if you're a business owner out there and you're thinking, oh my goodness, it's going to be a hassle to deal with the city, it's actually the complete opposite, where you come in, someone will work with you, work with your plans. I think a great example is we have a very large job creator coming to the city. They were running through some difficulties. A meeting was put together, bringing all the department heads and all the folks involved in the project to sit down and sort of talk through things. I mean, that is really what Business First is about, correct?
Absolutely. And making sure that the right people are at the table and it's the same people every time, so that they don't have an issue that was resolved crop up again, mm-hmm. and they can really make forward progress and understand what the requirements are early on in the process.
All right. Can we think of any examples of businesses that have gone through or roadblocks that they maybe would have hit had we not had this program
in place?
Well,
we've got, personally, there's been quite a few. There's one that came from Corona. It wasn't the fact that they didn't like Corona. It was more so that they were outgrowing Corona and the space wasn't there for them. Came through the planning process, had some difficulties. The permit was taking a little bit longer than they expected. And so called us up. Called my colleague Sherry Shimshock. Hello, Sherry, if you actually listen to the show. And, you know, we were able to talk to the department head and say, look, they're running into some issues. I think the thing to remember is we're not moving or eliminating any code or regulations. What we help try to do is help facilitate a project. And so we were able to do that and save the guy a lot of money.
Now, if I want to get some information on the Business First program,
visit our website, ExploreRiverside.com, or give any of us a call. Our phone number is 1-800-RIV-SIDE.
And I believe we also have a printed kind of handout collateral material that if you're at City Hall, you can pick it up or give us a call and somebody can put one in the mail to you.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, moving on, economic development. Are there some other programs that we missed that we could have touched on? Public utilities, the rates. How critical is that?
Really, in California, it's a difficult place generally to do business, so every little help that we can provide is of great assistance to businesses. Riverside's very fortunate that for over 100 years, we've had our own public utility providing a reliable water and power for our residents. And through that public utility, we're able to provide some very competitive utility rates and also incentives for businesses that are creating jobs.
Now, I'm going to steal a little thunder from Mike Basich because he might want to talk about it on his show. But who cares about Mike?
We had him on here. We gave him a chance.
We did, and he did great. Mm-hmm. He did great. There's a new program coming up that's going to council soon, the TED rate. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right. TED stands for Temporary Economic Development Rate, and it really gives a guaranteed discount to businesses that are creating jobs over the next 3 years, 2013, 14, and 15. That'll go to City Council for approval on September 11th. And received enthusiastic support at the committee level and from the Chamber of Commerce, and we think businesses will see that as a real advantage for them to be in Riverside.
And as it's going, I think it's, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's 30% for the first year, calendar year, 20% for the second year, and then 10% for the third year.
And that's correct. And it's about utility. By bringing in more customers, it actually helps spread the loads, helps spread the fixed cost amongst a larger pool of businesses. So these incentives, while they might benefit that particular business up front, they benefit the entire community in the long run through lower rates on utilities and a more consistent supply of both water and electricity.
And Deanna, it's really showing how the City of Riverside thinks about businesses, because there was a program in place originally, the economic development rate, which is separate from the TED rate, and that economic development rate was for 40%, 20%, but there was a large pool of our customers that weren't able to take advantage of it. So at the request of the city manager, public utilities went back, and that's sort of how that TED rate came about.
Absolutely.
So let me ask the two of you, since you kind of deal with the businesses more personally than I do, how big of a impact is the public utilities rate? How many times do you hear from businesses, I picked Riverside because of that rate that you're able to offer?
It's really big for heavy utility customers. There's an area in Riverside called Hunter Park, and Hunter Park has a number of plastic injection molders, a lot of heavy 24/7 users. And if you're one of those users, not only are you going to be able to save money from the normal utility rates, but you're also now going to get, you know, a discount of, and the large users, 40% the first year, 20% the third year, the second year. In addition, there's also an expansion rate. So companies that are looking to expand their load also can take advantage of that. So it's really big. And in fact, with redevelopment gone, and Sharpie, you know, we've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. In fact, got Scott really amped up about it.
Absolutely.
Scott Barber, our city manager. It really removed a lot of the incentives that we had in place. And so the public utility rate really is the one cash thing that we can provide to a customer. And now with the TED rate, it really allows us to reach out to smaller customers who might not have been able to take advantage of it before.
So give me an example of like a large utility user and then like a smaller customer that would now qualify for TED.
The most recent one probably that comes to mind would maybe AMA Plastics, the plastics injection molder. You know, they use quite a bit of power, their plastic injection. And then most recently, there was a software company, small four-man software company that started in Riverside, and they also now are able to get the rate. So you've got the large, you know, 500 kW plus user, plus a smaller office user.
All right. Well, we are going to take a short commercial break, and then when we come back, we will continue our discussion with Assistant City Manager Deanna Lorson and Economic Development in the City of Riverside.
Right here on Explore Riverside today.
It's time to tee it up for the less fortunate families in the city of Riverside. The Smart Riverside Annual Charity Golf Tournament is Monday, October 10th, Columbus Day. Come join us for a fun-filled day of golf at the beautiful Victoria Club in Riverside. This event raises money for the nonprofit programs of Smart Riverside, including the Digital Inclusion Program, where Smart Riverside gives free computer systems to low-income families in the city of Riverside. Last year, over 120 golfers and almost 100 sponsors helped raise over $45,000. The tournament features 18 holes of golf, long drive and closest to the pin prizes, plus surprises at each tee. Sponsorships are still available for this amazing event. Please call 951-826-5109 or visit smartriverside.org for more information or to register. Remember, we all deserve the opportunity to learn and excel. Please help us to offer these opportunities to the less fortunate in our community. We'll see you at Victoria Club in Riverside, October 10th.
AM 590, The Answer.
Hello and welcome back to Explore Riverside Weekly. My name is Greg Lee, and I'm here with my co-host, Sharba Ingram, and our guest, Assistant City Manager, Deanna Lorson. Deanna, let's continue our discussion about economic development in the city of Riverside. You recently launched a new website. I think we brought it up three or four times. We'll probably bring it up another three or four times.
It's important. People need to know.
Yes,
ExploreRiverside.com.
What is it?
ExploreRiverside.com.
Why an economic development specific website? And what are some of the features of the site that users might find useful?
Well, first off, you know, we are in a web world now, and the first place that everybody goes for information about anything is the web. So it's very important that we have that business resource out there for businesses, for the very first thing that they're going to do to find out about Riverside is see what information is available on the website. So having our new website, exploreriverside.com, is really critical to provide that information. And that's what's on the website. Answers for businesses about what programs we offer, why they want to be in Riverside, how to do business in Riverside, who to contact, all that information, demographics, you name it, is available on our website. It's been launched, it's out there, but it's continuing to grow, and we're adding content on a very regular basis.
And I want to give a plug, because the podcast is on there as well. So if you go to Explore Riverside Weekly and you missed a particular show, or you just like to hear our voice on the radio,
or you just want to hear one again,
because you're hearing here and again,
you didn't have your pen handy and you needed to get some information.
That is also on the website, and I was on there. Okay, I work on the website, so I know what's coming up. There's a site selection tool that's going to be on soon. In fact, by the time this airs.
It's up there and running, isn't it?
It's almost there.
Well, I clicked on a site selection, the button, and I went to a website where I was able to put in property information.
Well, they can go now. Go now and get a site selection tool that's there. So if you're a business looking to come to Riverside, You can go on the site and identify properties that fit your criteria. But you can also call 1-877-RIV-SIDE and get somebody from the economic development team as well.
Or you could email. I don't know. Do we have a special economic development email?
Yes. It's Office of Economic Development at RiversideCA.gov.
All right. Moving on. So when people ask why Riverside, because we hear that a lot as well, and I know that's one of the things on our website, what do you tell them?
Well, Riverside is the economic center of our inland region. We are the largest city, but we also have a wealth of things to offer, quality of life. In fact, Riverside has launched a vision for our future that's really a community collaborative effort called Season Our Destiny. We're almost 3 years into, 3.5, almost 4 years into that effort to really achieve the long-term quality of life that we all seek as Riverside. Riverside has many wonderful qualities, and we're all engaged as a community to continue to move forward. Because if you don't move forward, you get stagnant. In Riverside, that's not going to happen. We offer a variety of opportunities in arts and culture, a good education system, 3 major universities plus our community college, over 50,000 university students in town. We really have a wealth of opportunities for businesses and for residents in Riverside.
Now, a question for you, because it's been asked a couple of times. We've got Center Destiny, but there was also the Renaissance, Riverside Renaissance. What's sort of the difference between those two things?
The Riverside Renaissance was really achieving 30 years worth of capital improvements in a 5-year time frame, really setting the table, providing the infrastructure and the amenities so that Riverside was ready for the future and a place that people could want to be now and in the future. And it kind of set the table. Season Our Destiny is the long-term vision of where we want to go. It's not just infrastructure. It's about the community. It's about activities. It's about the education system. It's much broader than the Riverside Renaissance.
So with Seizing Our Destiny, we're not talking about something that's going to take place 4 or 5 years from now. We're talking about where Riverside wants to be in 10, 20 years, correct?
Right. It's our long-term quality of life vision, and it's a movement. It's something that's happening now, and it's a movement that will continue to evolve over time and really achieve the kind of quality of life and continue to be the kind of destination for people to live and to work and to do business.
Well, now I know Seizing Our Destiny started out with, I think, 11 routes, and it's, you know, things are kind of changing and morphing and growing as we expand with this program. But what are some of the main things people might see coming from it in the future?
Well, the routes really were 11 different ways that we could achieve this destiny. And we had a lot of people engaged in 11 different little activities. And now we're actually moving into what we're calling Season Our Destiny 2.0. And it's bringing all the routes back together so that we're one unified team moving forward. There will still be particular activities that people can rally behind and get behind. But rather than having 11 routes maybe going in different directions, it's like those were the on-ramps onto the freeway, and now we're all moving together in the same direction.
All right. And so any big things going on with that that you would want to...
Well, I just came from our Champions Council meeting of Seizing Our Destiny, and we talked about short-term, 3 immediate things coming up in the city of Riverside that people can get behind. One of them, and I know you've covered it on the show before, is Riverside is the 2012 Intelligent Community of the Year, and what that means and how people can get behind that. It really is a recognition of Riverside now and in the future as being at the forefront of the broadband economy. Having a knowledge workforce, being committed to digital inclusion and making sure that nobody gets left behind, and telling the world about it, that Riverside really is an intelligent community where the future is. Mm-hmm. That's one initiative. Another initiative is our Give Big campaign. That is Give Big Riverside. There's a website. It will happen on November 13th, 2012, and it's a 24-hour online day of giving where people can donate to any of the nonprofits that serve Riverside that are signed up and really make a difference. Our community, our entire region is underserved by philanthropic efforts, and this is an opportunity for people to really put their money where their mouth is and support the causes that really help move the quality of life forward in Riverside.
Sounds good. And is there a third?
Yes, there is a third. Third would be the Long Night of Arts and Innovation, that coming forward on Thursday, October 4th. And really, starting in the late afternoon, going forth, I think, until midnight, there are going to be over 140 presentations in downtown Riverside of arts and innovation. High quality, but understandable, aimed at connecting with people, teaching about science and arts and innovation, and really connecting to our region.
Oh, that sounds really exciting. Not that far away.
I'm going to flip the mic because Sharva in the last segment sort of discussed economic development and businesses. So I'm going to, since she covers marketing and is involved with a lot of special events, Deanna and Sharva, feel free to chime in. Why are special events such as the Long Nights of Arts and Innovation important to Riverside?
Well, I would say it's significant because it's ways that we can actually highlight. It's physically tangible ways for people to participate and to see and get involved in the things that we have going on. And it draws people in. I mean, from an economic development standpoint, these events are critical because we need people to, not only we need our own residents to really engage and get it and love their city that they're in, but to show people around us, to get them to come in and to, quite frankly, spend their money and see what we have to offer. And not only for that event, but to see that it's great enough that it's something they want to continue to come back to, that they want to come spend a weekend and go check out the Mission Inn or see a show at the Fox or, you know, shop at the Galleria, whatever it is. It's a great tool that we can use to highlight our city and bring people back into our city.
I also think the Long Nights of Arts and Innovation in particular is aimed at exposing people to all the opportunities and possibilities in arts, in the scientific field, and hopefully connecting that, wow, that's where my passion is. That's where what I want to major in college. If they're, you know, an elementary, junior high school kid, or if they're already in college, wow, that really resonates with me. I think I want to focus in that area so that people can put their passions to work to really make a difference for themselves and for the world in the future.
Yeah, and I would say with arts and innovation, when it comes to technology and how much things have changed so rapidly, that it probably opens up a whole new world of opportunities that people never knew they had in front of them before.
Right, and really the presentations, the 140, are really the first caliber of professors from UCR, but giving real world presentations about topics of interest. And I think I'm excited to bring my children. I think they're going to love it, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for everybody to learn more about all sorts of things.
And then you get an event like the Festival of Lights, where over 50,000 people come down.
That's just on one night.
On one night, yeah.
Throughout the event, we estimate over 250,000 people. It's a 5-week event. And so in that time frame, from the day after Thanksgiving, when it launches with the kickoff ceremony, till it closes, I believe, January 3rd this year, or January 5th. But yeah, it's a great event.
It's a great opportunity to just come and have a good time. And what a great place to do it in, downtown Riverside, where there's millions of lights up on the Mission Inn and all over downtown. Really a showcase to get in the holiday spirit and have a great time.
Mm-hmm. And it's a free event. We have activities going on. We have people performing on the stage throughout the day. I mean, there are all things that you can pay to do. You can take a carriage ride. You can skate on the ice for an hour underneath all the lights. But you can also just come and walk down and enjoy the atmosphere and, like Deanna said, enjoy all the lights.
And we'll learn more later on as we come close.
We're actually going to have a city manager, Scott Barber, and Margie Haupt, our arts and cultural affairs manager, come on and talk about the Festival of Lights and its significance with our city. But we do have another event that's coming up, Fast and Furious. It's going to be a new one for the city. Deanna, you want to talk about it?
Yes. Coming up on Saturday, September 29th, will be Rock the Block. And it's really welcoming all of the college students into Riverside. School year will be just starting up, and a great opportunity to come and have a great active time. Bands, all kinds of fun activities, extreme sports sorts of things to really show them that Riverside's a great, fun place and how excited it is that they're in Riverside going to college.
And where's it going to be located?
It'll be at University Village at Iowa and University Street in Riverside, right off the 60 freeway.
All right. And this is also a free event.
Absolutely.
So Is there anything else real quickly before we wrap up that you want to make sure we share with our audience?
Well, we only have a few seconds left, but we also have a new economic development manager starting in a couple weeks, and we're very excited to have Larry Vaupel joining us to really move our economic development program even farther forward, and I'm sure you're going to have him on the show very soon.
Yeah, he doesn't know it yet, but I've slotted a place for him in November, right. So we will chat with him.
And so that's very exciting for us to have him coming on board as well.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have. So I want to thank my co-host Greg and Deanna, Assistant City Manager, for joining us today.
Thank you, Deanna.
Tune in every Saturday at 2:30, and we'll see you later on Explore Riverside Weekly.